Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, friend of our show, Mark Ojakian, the president of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities. Mr. President, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Nice to be with you. How are you doing? How are you holding up in all this?
I'm doing great. Could use a little trim around the ears, but other than that, I'm hanging in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not the hair, it's the beard that's bothering me, but I think we're all in the same boat. Mark, how equipped were your schools, not that necessarily the four-year schools, but the community colleges, to tele-educate once schools were shut down?
I think we were able to transition very well, very effectively. There's always going to be bumps in the road when you have to pivot that quickly. Remember, we made the decision and the transition within a week, within spring break. And so in many cases, students were able to finish the semester seamlessly. In other cases, students had problems. But I think overall it was better than I could have expected. We needed to help students get the devices they need to complete and the internet access they needed to complete and to provide all of the support services to students virtually. But we've done some surveys with students, and by and large, I would say, 90% of our students were appreciative of the support they got from the administration, the faculty, and the staff. The faculty did an incredible job transitioning. So while it wasn't a perfect situation, I think everybody came together to do what we needed to do to be able to allow our students to complete the semester.
Some of the people, Mark, that we've been talking to in education and elsewhere are saying that, well, yeah, it's great, and it seems to be working for a lot of students, but still you're missing out on the whole college experience, particularly at the boarding schools like Southern and Central and Eastern and Western. Let's not forget them. I mean, that is a little different, isn't it?
I think no matter if you're a community college or a residential college, going to campus gives you a lot of opportunities that you wouldn't get just by going fully online. So it wasn't a perfect situation. I don't think anybody would in the public system would prefer to be fully online, and that's not what we're looking to do in the future.
We just get through.
But because we had this pandemic thrust upon us, we had to do what we needed to do so that students wouldn't be disadvantaged. You know, one of the things we did was to institute a pass-fail system for all of our students to give them that option to reduce sort of the anxiety that they were feeling by having to go fully online. But we're working towards repopulating our campuses in the fall under some, health guidance and healthcare protocols. So it's not, it's not perfect, but we are moving forward to be able to, make sure that students have sort of the experience that they signed up to have.
I want to go back to one thing you said a minute ago, Mark, and that was that your educators were able to quickly transition into online education.
Wow.
Was this a scenario that had ever been planned for? I mean, you know, like a fail-safe kind of thing, if we have to do this kind of thing? Or was just the nature of the professors and the teachers who were able to quickly move into the virtual classrooms?
Well, Joe, I think it was a combination of both. I think we have sort of backup plans where all of the instructional courses are uploaded into a platform. But that being said, you know, we had to, you know, pivot quickly, and many of our, professors are not as technologically savvy as others.
Right.
You know, I'm not as technologically savvy as many, folks that are of a different generation. So, you know, we had to provide, sort of software packages. We had to provide some professional development, which we'll have to continue to provide next fall. But I think it speaks to the commitment that everybody on our campuses, from administrators, faculty, and staff, had to providing what students needed to complete. So we are taking, you know, sort of the antidotes that we learned from this experience, and we're going to put them to good use as we move forward. And what you might see, at least in the fall, is some sort of hybrid between in-class instruction and online opportunities. I don't know what the normal will look like in the future, but clearly, we need to take better advantage of online opportunities, but understand that there is no substitute for face-to-face instruction, in my opinion.
What percentage of your students at, for example, Central or Southern, what percentage, you know, are residential?
Well, in our four universities, it runs from 25% of our students at Central being residential to about 75% at Eastern.
Wow.
And Southern and Western are somewhere in between.
Well, I was...
So as we look to the fall, we have to develop plans for not only how we're going to repopulate our campuses, how we're going to monitor the health status of everybody on our campuses, how we're going to contain any sort of outbreak that should occur. And then we have to also be ready to close again should the virus take on a different trajectory than it currently is on. So we're following strict healthcare guidelines on the repopulation of the dorm rooms, on bathroom occupancy, on all of those things that you need to make sure are safe and healthy before you can give assurances, not only to students, but to faculty and staff and everybody on the campus that our campuses are safe to return.
Mark Ojakian, president of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities, with us here on the morning show at 8:26. Mark, are you concerned at all about incoming freshmen being reticent to start their college careers online and maybe not enrolling for that first semester?
Well, I think the sooner we can give freshmen and all of our students assurances that we're going to be open in the fall, I think the better off everybody, will be. We are developing, those plans now, not only for the system that I lead, but also for all of higher education. You know, the governor asked me to lead the state's reopening effort for all of higher education, and I'm working with the independents and with UConn and with my system to make sure that we have plans in place sooner rather than later so that we can give assurances to folks that we will be open for business, that our dorms will be able to be open, and we're determining what that capacity will look like. But I think the sooner we can give folks, those assurances, the better off we'll be. I also know that people are now taking a second look at our community colleges.
Yes.
Folks that want to stay closer to home, folks that want to maybe start their educational career at a community college, which, as you know, is high quality, very accessible, and very, very affordable. So there's many folks that have lost their jobs that are taking a look at our community colleges. And I'm working, with the governor and his team to figure out a way how we provide incentives to those folks to actually go back to school so that we can help to kickstart the economy and try to lower those unemployment numbers.
Really?
And last week also, you rebranded your idea. You came out with a name for what will the system will look like when the community colleges are merged, which are something that you have proposed, and that's Connecticut State Community College. And you said the branding is pretty important in this effort.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not only a name, but it's also what are the local campuses going to be called? What is the brand going to be for the new college? You know, this is a real bold initiative that will make the Connecticut State Community College, I believe, the fifth largest community college in the country with over 80,000 students. And so we are very excited to be moving this forward. We're very excited to go back to our accreditors in June with our two-year transition plan. Despite the pandemic, we're on track to be singly accredited in 2023 to start enrolling students in 22.
Okay.
And so we have a full-on marketing effort that we're going to engage in. And now that we have named the institution, we're going to be working with local campuses and their communities to figure out what is the best approach to branding the institution, to branding the campus.
Okay.
I'm very excited about the opportunities that are in front of us.
Mark, always a pleasure to talk with you. Stay safe, and we will talk to you as we get closer to the start of the new school year. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, you stay safe and healthy as well.
All right, Mr. President.
Mark Ojakian.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.